The seventh parak deals primarily with the Korban Todah, so we'll give a quick background on what the Korban Todah is. So effectively, it's a Thanksgiving offering. When somebody came out of a dangerous situation, he would bring a Korban Todah. Nowadays, we say Birkas HaGomel. Now, in addition to the animal that was brought with the Korban Todah, an additional 40 loaves of four different types of bread were brought. So there were four types, four sets of 10 each. And those were divided as follows. One of the sets was made of chametz, that was leavened, and the other three sets were what we call matzah, unleavened, but they had differences. We're not going to go through the details of how they were baked and fried, etc., but we'll leave it as follows, that those three sets of matzahs were called chalas, rikikin, and revucha, and we will see that shortly in our Mishnah. Mishnah Aleph starts as follows. We're going to talk about how much flour was necessary for the 40 loaves as a whole, and then we're going to talk about each loaf. And it's going to be a little bit complicated because there were two ways that they measured. One way it was measured, and we're calling it the measurements Midas Midbarios, as at the time, the measurements that were used when Klal Yisrael received this Torah in Har Sinai. So that's why it's called the Mida Midbarios in the desert. And the other Mida is going to be the Mida Yerushalmios as they moved into Eretz Yisrael. The Mida, the volumes that they used to measure, was enlarged by 1/5. So the Mishnah says as follows, Hatoda, and we'll see it shortly. The all 40 loaves together required 2 ephos. That was 2 epha. That's the measurement that's required. And regardless whether you call it this many sa'a or that many sa'as, we'll see shortly, it's 2 epha. So the todah, hatodah ha'isabah chamesh se'in Yerushalmias, the korban todah, which was 2 epha of flour, the what that was equal to was 5 sa'a. When we're using the gradation, the measurements in of Yerushalmios, when they got into the land of Israel, that was 5 se'ah, shen sheish midbarios, and that was the same thing as 6 midbarios, as we said before, because the measurement was changed. 5 of Yerushalmi is equal to 6 of the midbar, but that's the same thing. They're both equal to 2 epha. So that's the amount that's required for the 40 loaves that are brought together with the Korban Todah, and that is Shtei Ephos, Ha'epha Shaloshin. We're first going to go through the computation, and we're going to try to compute now. We are going to compute the amount necessary for each loaf, and we're going to use the computation first of the Midbarios. So the Shtei Ha'ephos, that's the gross amount necessary. Ha'epha, when we're talking about the measurement on the Midbar, Shaloshin, each and every Ephah is 3 Se'in, so 2 Ephos is 6 Se'in. And 2 ephahs is equal to esrim isaron, 20 isaron. Now we're going to divide that up in order to achieve how much each loaf had to be. Asara lechametz vasar lamatzah. That 20 isaron was divided up, 10 isaron for the loaves that were chametz, and another 10 of them were for the loaves that were matzah. Asara lechametz, isaron lechala. So when it came to the 10 that were for chametz, as we said, each set had 10 loaves in it. So each and every loaf was an isaron, ba'asara lematzah, and the 10 isaron that were for the matzah loaves. Here it gets a little bit more complicated because we had not a total of 10, but we had 3 sets of matzah. So it was a total of 3 different loaves for the matzah. So we have to spread the isaron, the asara isaron over 30 different loaves. So avasar la matzah, uva matzah shloshamin, and when it came to matzah, we had 3 different types, chalos, urikikin, urvucha, the matzah divided into those 3 different types of the matzah, nimsu accordingly, shlosha esronos ushlish lecholmin, accordingly, because we had 10 total isaron for 3 different types, 3 different sets, each one had 10 in it, so accordingly, it's 3 1/4 isaron to each of those 3 types, and shalosh chalos li. So on each and every chala was an isara. And the bottom line here is that each and every chala, so we had 3 chalas equal to isaron. So each chala is going to be equal to 1/3 of an isaron of flour. That is the computation using the 6 se'ah. That was the computation of the midbarios. So now we're going to do the mida yushalmis. We're going to do when the measurement changed. So we're basing this only on 5 se'ah, because that se'ah was a larger se'ah. It was equal to 6, but it's 5 se'ah when in Yerushalmis. So b'mida Yerushalmis, which was 5 se'ah, hayu shloshim kav. Each and every se'ah was 6 kav. And if we had 5 se'ah, that's equal to 30 kav. So we have 30 kav of flour that was used to make all 40 of the loaves. Chamisha asar l'chametz. We had 15 half of it. 15 of the kav were for the 10 chametz loaves. Chamisha asar l'matzah. Then the other 15 kav were for the matzah loaves. Chamisha asar l'chametz. This is much easier. When it came to the 15 kavim that was used for the 10 chametz loaves, kav v'chetzi l'chala. 1.5 kav for each and every chala. The chamisha asar l'matzah, and the other half of it, the 15 kav that was used for the matzah, here it gets a little bit more complicated because it wasn't only 10 loaves, it was 30 loaves with the three types. V'amatzah shlosha, meaning three types, chalos, rukik, and ruvucha. Nimtzu, bottom line, there were chameshes kavim l'komin for each of those three different types of matzah loaves. There were 5 kav because it was 15 total of kav, so it was each of the three got 5 kavin. Shtei chalos l'kav, and there were 2 chalas for each and every kav. Bottom line, it was a half a kav per challah. Mishnah Beis, we're going to bring similar concepts. Hamiluim, the miluim were the korbanos that were brought in Parsha Shmini on the first day of the eighth day of the, but the first day was totally built, the inauguration of the Mishkan. Hamiluim hayubayim kematzah shabatoda. The loaves, the matzahs that were brought on the miluim were just like the matzah components of the korban Torah. As we said, the korban Torah was brought 10 loaves of chametz and 30 loaves of matzah. So only the 30 loaves were brought on the miluim, chalos, rukik, and ruvucha. And those three types were brought, the chalos, rukik, and ruvucha, just like the matzah component of the korban Torah. Hanezirus, when somebody brings the korbanos, when he's becoming pure after becoming a nazir, after he goes through a nezirus, and he's got through successfully, haitha ba'ashteya dos b'matzah shabatoda, he would bring 2 of the 3 types of the matzah that were brought for the korban toda, the chalos and rukikin. So they would bring the chalos and rukikin, 2 of the 3 types of matzah that were brought in the korban toda. The nazir would bring it. The ein bar ruvucha, and there was not the third type of matzah was not brought. Nimtzu, when it came to the nazir, how much flour did you need? Nimtzu, because you're only bringing 2 out of the 3 matzah components. Nimtzu asara kabin yushalmios. You would have 10 kav, because as we said in the prior mishnah, when you had the 15 kav that were brought for the matzah, 5 and 5 and 5 for the 3 types of the matzah. So here you're only bringing 2 types of matzah for the nazir. So it's going to be a total of 10 kavim, which was shenshisha esronos ve'aduyin. When it comes to the midah mibarios, the measurements that were used in the midbar, that was 3 1/3 plus 3 1/3. So 3 1/3 for each of the components of matzah. So it's a total of 6 2/3. Now we're getting back to the Korban Toda, Umi Kulam. When we had all of the sets of the Korban Toda, we said there were 40 loaves, 4 sets of 10, Umi Kulan Hayanotel Echad Miasar Betruma, from each of them, to give the Kohen would receive 1 of the loaves, so 1 from each set, a total of 4 loaves went to the Kohen, Shenemar V'kri Mimeno Echad Mikol Korban Truma L'Hashem, and we'll darshan this pasuk right now, but you should bring 1 from each korban, which means from each set, a truma L'Hashem, that truma went to the Kohen. Echad Shelo Yitol Parus, when it comes to giving to the Kohen, the Echad means you have to give him a full loaf, not a partial loaf. Mikol Korban, you have to give it from each of the sets. You call a korban ashavi, and the Mishnah tells us that, he teaches us that each of the sets has to be equal. Each of them had 10 loaves in it, and you gave 1 loaf from each to the Kohen. Nishalo yitol mi korban achaver, and also you cannot take from one set to the other. You have to give 1 from each of the 4 sets. La kohen hazorek et adam hashlamim lo yeh, and the Mishnah continues with that same pasuk that those serving in the base of Mikdash, literally the kohen who does the zrika on the korban shlamim, he is the one who's going to get the loaves. It means those kohani who are serving there at the base of Mikdash, the hashar, and the rest of the loaves, the rest of the 36 loaves, 4 going to the kohanim, the balance of the loaves, the 36, hashar nechalok b'labalim, were eaten by the baal, the owner, the person who brought that korban. Mishnah Gimel, Hashochet et HaToda Bifnim. Anyone who brings the Korban Toda and does it properly, he brings it in the courtyard, that's the correct place to bring it. And what we're talking now about, what happens with the lechem that is brought with it. So it says, V'lachma chutzachoma, but he has the lechem in the wrong place. Lo kadash alechem. The lechem does not achieve the status of a korban. Typically, when you shecht properly a korban toda, that is going to cause the lechem as well to take on the status of kedushas haguf, which means it's treated like a korban and has all the stringencies of the korban. But if you did the shechita, the korban toda, in the proper place, but the lechem was outside the choma, which means either outside of the Beis Hamikdash or outside of the wall of Yerushalayim, it's a machlokish, the lechem does not achieve the status of kedushas haguf, and it's not treated like a korban. Shchata ad shelo karmu betanur. How about if you did the shechita on the korban, on the animal, but the loaves were still baking, they have not crusted yet in the oven, and even if they had all crusted except one of them, that is still not considered 40 loaves that are proper for the korban. It's still considered to have the status of a dough, and accordingly, the lechem does not become sanctified. It does not achieve the status of kedushas haguf. Shchata chutz lizman of a chutz limkomo. If the person who, when he shechting the animal, he had the kavanas that he's going to eat the loaves chutz lizmano, outside the proper time or outside of the proper place, still, nonetheless, kadash alechem, the lechem is sanctified, and if anyone would eat that bread, if it was a pigul situation, so if it was if the animal was shechted with the chutz lizmano intent, it becomes a pigul, and the person who ate it would be chayev karetz. And if it was the chutz limakomo thought when it was shechted, and somebody went and eat the bread, that would be a psul, and the person would have to bring a korban chatas. Continuing, what will invalidate or not validate, what will sanctify or not sanctify the loaves when we bring the animal? Shchata v'nimtzei treifa, if the shchita was done on the animal and it turned out that it was a treifa, which means that there was a pre-existing defect, a life-threatening defect in the animal, accordingly, glokada shalechem, because that defect pre-existed, the loaves will not become sanctified. Shchata v'nimtzei ba'alas mum. However, if the shchita was done and it turned out that there was a minor blemish, like a cataract that was difficult to see, they found out only thereafterward. Now we have a machlokis if the loaves will be sanctified or not. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Kadash. Rabbi Eliezer says it will be sanctified. The loaves will be sanctified. The Chachamim Omrim lo Kadash. And the Chachamim disagree. They will not be sanctified because that still was a blemish. Shchata shelo lishma, if the person who did the shchita on this korban toda had in mind that it's a different type of korban, so he, for example, he was thinking that it's not a korban toda, it's an olor or something like that. V'chein el hamiluim, and the same thing would apply on the ram that was brought during the miluim on the in Parsha Shmini, the inauguration of the Mishkan. And a third example of when the same concept will apply, v'chein shnei kivsei atzeres, if somebody brought the two lambs on Shvuah, Sheshachtan, Shalolishman, and any of these that were brought Shalolishman, thinking it was a different type of korban, Lokada, Shalechem, the lechem, the loaves that were brought in association with these three korbanos, they will not be sanctified. The korban will be kosher, but it will not fulfill the obligation of any of these three korbanos. A new korban has to be brought, or new korbanos have to be brought, and new lechem has to be brought as well. Mishnah Dala, Nesachim Shekachu Bekli, V'nimtza HaZevach Pasul. We're now talking about Nesachim, which is either wine or flour or both, that indeed were in the Kli Sharis at the time of the Shechita. And it was a kosher Shechita, so accordingly, when you have a kosher Shechita, and the Nesachim are in the Kli Sharis, it is sanctified. However, what happened here was that there was a psul after the Shechita. For example, at the time that the Zrikas Adam was done. So what happens with the Nesachim? So the Mishnah says, Im yesham zevach acher, and the Gemara explains as follows, if there is another korban tzibur that is available that has already been shechted, then, and only then, yikrevu imo, you can bring these Nesachim with that other korban tzibur. This doesn't work for a korban yachid. It doesn't work for a korban tzibur that has not been shechted yet. But if you have a korban tzibur that already was shechted, then you can bring the nesachim from the pasul animal together with that other korban tzibur vimla. But if you don't have another korban tzibur that's already been shechted, the pasul belina, the nesachim have to be left overnight, and then it becomes pasul because of lina, and it has to be burnt the next morning. Now we're going to learn an interesting halacha as follows, that if you have two korban todas, it was really one obligation, but you somehow had two korban todas, and we'll see three examples of this, that you only have to bring bread for the primary one, not the secondary one. So as follows, vlad toda, if somebody consecrated an animal as a korban todah, and it gave birth to an animal, gave birth to a baby. So now you have two korban todahs. Utmuras, or somebody had the primary korban todah and tried to substitute it for another animal. And the halacha is, if you try to make a tmura, a substitution, not only is the second animal going to be kadosh, it's going to be a korban todah, but the first one maintains its status as a korban todah. So you have two now. You try to substitute, and now you have both that are korban todah. And example number three, va'mafrish todaso va'avda, somebody indeed did have a korban todah, they designated it, it got lost, and because he still had the obligation to bring the korban todah, v'ifrish acheres tachta, and he brought a second one in its stead, and either he brought the second one as the korban todah and now then found the first one, or before he brought the second one, he found the first one, and now he has two. Either way, we have a number of examples, three examples of when we have two korban todahs now. Einan teuni lechem. You do not have to bring lechem for the second korban todah in any of these examples. And we learn it from a pasuk, sheinemar v'ikriv al zevach ha-todah. And you should bring those loaves with the korban that is the todah, with the hay there. Ha-todah tuna lechem. The primary korban todah requires nesachim v'lo v'lada, but there are three examples that we have. When you had the baby, so that's the second one, v'la chalifa sata. When you replaced it with the second one, because the first one got lost, v'lot murasa tunim lechem. And when you tried to do the substitution, and in any of those examples that we brought in our Mishnah, you don't need to bring lechem, the loaves, for the second korban todah. Mishnah Hey is going to talk about the principle of koldava shukba chova enoba elamina chulin, which means anything that is an obligation. If you have an obligation, you made a neder, you made a commitment to bring something as a korban. Because you have a commitment, you cannot use your meiser sheni funds for it. You can only use chulin, which are your personal funds for it. So it goes as follows: Mishnah Hey haomer harei alai todah. Somebody committed, made a neder. I am going to bring a korban todah. That becomes a davar shabachova. He's now obligated to do it. Yavihi v'lachma minachulin. What you have to do is you have to bring that animal, which is an obligation. As we said, the principle, when you have an obligation, you can only bring it from your personal funds, from chulin. So it and the loaves that go with it have to come from chulin money, not meiser sheni money. If the person says, toda minachulin v'lachma minamaser, he says, I'm going to bring the korban toda, meaning the animal from chulin, but I'm going to bring the loaves from my meiser sheni money. That's not going to be effective, because once he says the todah I'm going to bring from chulin, the todah is the primary. The loaves, he's already obligated to bring loaves, because when you bring a todah, you have to bring loaves as well. And because he said he's going to bring the animal from chulin, the loaves have to come from chulin as well. So the fact that he said he's going to bring the loaves from Meiser is irrelevant. And yavi lachma min chulin, he's obligated to bring the animal and the loaves from chulin, from his personal funds. If he says as follows, todah min Meiser v'lachma min chulin, he says, I'm going to bring the korban, the animal, from my meiser sheni funds, but I'm going to bring the lechem from chulin yavi. He does have the opportunity and the right to bring the todah, the animal, from meiser, because he said he's going to do that. He doesn't have to. He can bring it from chulin as well, but certainly the lechem, the bread, he has to bring from chulin, not from meiser sheni. Hatodah hi v'lachma min meiser, he says, this is my commitment. I am going to bring a korban todah, not only the animal, but the loaves as well from meiser. So he said it up front that everything is going to be brought from Meiser Sheni. Yavi is permitted to bring it from Meiser Sheni. He certainly can bring it from Chulin, but in this situation, because he didn't have a pre-existing neder, when he made the commitment to bring the Todah, they made a condition on his bringing everything from the Meiser Sheni. He is permitted to do so. And the Mishnah continues, V'lo yavi michite Meiser Sheni. When it comes to bringing the lechem, when it comes to bringing the loaves of the Korban Todah, you are allowed, we've been talking about bringing it from the money of Meiser Sheni, but not Meiser Sheni produce directly. Elami maus Meiser Sheni. You can bring it from the maus, the money. And what that means is, when it comes to produce of Meiser Sheni, you have two options. You can bring the produce directly up to Yerushalayim and eat the produce there, or you can redeem it and bring the money up to Yerushalayim. And the rationale here is because when it comes to a korban, an animal, you cannot bring an animal from Meiser Sheni itself, because it's only produce that's Meiser Sheni, so it's produce. Accordingly, you can bring the money and buy the animal in Yerushalayim. So too, when it comes to lechem, just like the shlamim, just like the korban itself, You can't use directly from produce. Same thing with the nesachim. Same things with its loaves. Excuse me, the loaves. Also, you can only use from the money of Ma'aser Sheni and not Ma'aser Sheni directly. You can't take your wheat and use that for your loaves in Yerushalayim. You have to use the money of Ma'aser Sheni. Mishnah Vav, we just discussed this klal, this principle of when you have an obligation that's called Dovar Shu Chova, you can only bring it from your personal funds, not Ma'aser Sheni. So now we're going to say Minayin, where do we get the basis for the principle? So for example, where do we know that if somebody made a neder, made a commitment, make something a davar shebechova, I am committing to bring a korban toda, how do we know that he can only bring it from his personal funds and not from his ma'aser sheni funds? So we learn it from the korban pesach, she'ne'emar v'zavachta, Pesach l'Hashem elokecha tzon uvakar. The pasuk says when you bring your korban pesach, you bring it from tzon ubakar. Tzon is flocks and bakar is cattle. And in fact, tzon, when we say flocks, that includes a lamb and a goat. And in fact, what's interesting is that the korban pesach can only be brought from a lamb or a goat, which is tzon, but it says bakar as well. So the Mishnah says as follows, v'lo ein pesach ba ela min hakvasim min ha'izim. Isn't it true? And it is true. We can only bring a korban pesach from keves, a keves and an ez, which is from a lamb and a goat, which is tzon. Tzon is a lamb and a goat. So why does it say bakar in the pasuk as well? V'im kein lama ne'mar tzon uvakar. Why does the word bakar there? Ela la'kish kol haba min hakar u'min hatzon ha'pesach. We are coming to learn, because it's more expansive in this pasuk. Korban pesach, we're learning that from these words, language atzon ubakar, to teach us that this concept does not only apply when it comes to korban pesach, but it applies to all other items that are brought from flocks and cattle, other korbanos. What are we learning? Ma pesach shuba bechova eino ba el mi'cholim. When it came to the korban pesach, the first korban pesach in Mitzrayim, it can only be brought from your personal funds because there was no ma'aser sheni at the time. The ma'aser sheni only, the obligation of ma'aser sheni only kicked in when Klal Yisrael entered into Eretz Yisrael. So accordingly, we see that the first pesach in Mitzrayim, you had to buy personally the korban pesach. So too, all korban pesach, so in all future generations, you have to purchase it with your personal funds, not ma'aser sheni funds. And we learn all other korbanos from the korban pesach. Just like the korban pesach can only become from chulin and a ma'aser sheni, same thing, whenever you have an obligatory korban, it can only come from your personal funds, not from your ma'aser sheni. So as follows, ma pesach shuba bechova ino ba el min hachulin, just like a korban pesach, that it is an obligation to bring the korban pesach, and you can only buy it from your personal funds from chulin and ma'aser sheni. Af kol davar shuba bechova, same thing applies with any korban that is an obligation, like when you make that neder, when you make that commitment to bring that korban toda at the beginning of our mishnah, lo yavo el min hachulin. This is the limud that you can only buy it from personal funds from chulin, not from ma'aser sheni. Lefichach, accordingly, anyone who says, I am going to bring a toda, that is a neder, that is a davar shebechova, that's an obligation. Hare alei shlamim, when somebody makes a commitment, a neder, a davar shebechova, I am going to bring a korban shlamim. Hoel v'em bayim bechova, because he made that neder, he makes it an obligation about himself. Lo yavo elamin achulin, he can only bring it from chulin, not from Ma'aser Sheni. And in addition, when it comes to these other types of korbanos, the hanesachim, when you bring with them wine and flour, so wine and flour are brought with these animal korbanos, the chomakum, in any case, even if he made a condition, I'm going to bring X type of korban, but the condition is I'm going to bring the wine and the flour from my ma'aser sheni, that is not going to work. Hanesachim bechomakum lo yavo el milechulin, they can only come from chulin, they cannot come from ma'aser sheni. And the Bar Tanura explains as follows, why when it comes to the nesachim, the wine and the flour that are brought with these korbanos, why can they not be brought from ma'aser sheni? It's because when we have the wine and the flour, they are fully burnt on the mizbeach. We can only use ma'aser sheni funds for items that are eaten. Like we saw at the end of the prior Mishnah, that you can, in certain circumstances, use ma'aser sheni funds to buy the loaves of the korban toda because the loaves are eaten. However, when it comes to our Mishnah talking about the nesachim, the wine and the flour blot with their korbanos, even if you say, I'm going to use my ma'aser sheni, I'm going to use my ma'aser sheni funds, that is not going to work. It has to come from chulin because this wine and flour is fully burnt on the mizbeach, not eaten. You can only use ma'aser sheni funds for items that are eaten, but not these nesachim.